الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون. صدق الله العظيم. In yesterday's lesson, we spoke about Allah, the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and his people. Allah gave them the kitab, the Torah. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember when you, Bani Israel, when you said, O Musa, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ, we will never believe you. We will never believe you, حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَ, until we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةَ, then Allah says, a thunderbolt struck you, وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, whilst you could see that with your own eyes. So this verse, what happened here was, after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam at Mount Tur received the Torah, now when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to his people, Bani Israel, with the Torah, so he presented the Torah before them. So a group from the Bani Israel were insolent enough to say that, O Musa, we will never bring Iman, we will never believe in that Kitab, until we hear Allah Himself say that this Torah is His own word. So this is the request that they made. They asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for. They said that we want to hear Allah Himself say that this Kalam is His own word. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he became upset, he became angry. But with the permission of Allah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that this request and this demand will be fulfilled, provided that they come with Musa to Mount Tur, and that is in Madian. So the group, Bani Israel, they set up a meeting, and then they sent 70 people from the Bani Israel to come with Musa to Mount Tur and hear the Kalam of Allah. These 70 people, now they come to Mount Tur with Musa alayhi salam, and they themselves, the Bani Israel, they themselves hear the Kalam, the word of Allah. After hearing the word of Allah, they say, Oh Musa, we won't bring Iman in this still. Why? Because we don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether this is the word now of Allah or the word of somebody else, because we can't see Allah. So they made one more request, one more demand, Oh Allah, arina Allah jahratan. They said, Oh Musa, now we want to see Allah openly. After seeing Allah openly, eye to eye, then we will believe, because now we will be sure that this is the word of Allah. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became very angry, and we know that the eye of a human being in this world cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار. So because of this request and this demand of theirs, they had to pay for it. So they had to pay for this rudeness of theirs, this impertinence of theirs, this foolishness of theirs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةَ, a thunderbolt then struck them, وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, right in front of their eyes, and they could see all of that. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah says, then we raised you after we granted you death. Allah restored their lives. After Allah granted them death, because the thunderbolt struck them and it destroyed them. Now why did Allah raise them? Quran says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you can become grateful, so that you can become grateful. That means you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and become from the sincere believers. So Allah raised them because we are doing the ni'mats, the bounties of Allah. So this is one of the ni'mats of Allah upon them, that despite all of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still restored their lives so that they can turn to Allah again in repentance and become from the sincere believers. Some mufassirin suggest that the reason why Allah restored their lives after granting them death was because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was fearful, he was scared, he was afraid of the fact that what will the Bani Israel back at home say, that Musa, he planned this, he plotted this to take away some of the Bani Israel to some distant place, some remote place here at Madian at the mountain, and to get them killed. So he was worried, he was afraid that this is what people will say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to save Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from what the people could possibly say, Allah restored the lives of the Bani Israel. And again, this is an ni'mah for them, so that they can now become sincere believers. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you can become grateful and become from the sincere believers. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.